If the roar of the crowd gives you goosebumps, cashing a slip makes you grin, and above all, you love making your bookie cry, then you're in the right place. The number one spot for premier betting advice and wild opinions, shared with a fan base like no other. Welcome home. This is the Punch List MMA Podcast.
What's going on?
How is everybody?
Let's see. Turn on my feedback so I can hear this a little bit better. Easy breezy beautiful here. We got a UFC Apex card this weekend. Fiziev versus Gamrot. It's going to be an interesting one. Coming in a little bit low energy, not feeling particularly great, but wanted to do a show this week and get something out for you. Recap last week's event. Let's look at how we did last week. We had one loss, two pushes, and three wins for a total of 10.3 units cashed on Loopy, Roman, and a Loopy and Roman parlay. Pushed on the Chárez by knockout. Lost on the, I played Kevin Holland over Jack Della Maddalena. That was not like, that was just something I talked out on the show. It wasn't something I like tipped as a play. But I did play it. So full transparency, did take an L there. And then the draw on the Shevchenko fight, took Shevchenko money line. She won that fight. Don't care what anybody says. Mike Bell is a crook. Very clearly had money on Grasso. That was not a 10-8 round by any stretch of the criteria whatsoever. If that was a 10-8 round, it should have also been a 10-8 round when Valentina had her in the mounted guillotine. So if that's what constitutes a 10-8 round. So if that's your logic, defend it the other way as well. So Valentina should have won that fight, but she didn't. So best case scenario of a bad scenario, we got the draw. And that is a push. So that puts us at 10.3 for the event. That's backed up against our plus 48 from the event prior. And our plus 20 over the Max Holloway Korean Zombie card. So, you know, all in, we're up roughly 68 units over the last four cards. So if you are a unit equaling 1% of your bankroll, if that's you, you know, you're up 68%. So you've almost doubled your bankroll in the last five events. So we're doing pretty well. Doing pretty well here. I like to keep that momentum up. I got five good plays for us, just straight money line this week. And just five high confidence plays. This seems to be the formula that works pretty well for the time being. So that's the one I'm going to go with. Not going to get too cute. Not seeing a lot of parlays or props I like for this event. So here's what I like for UFC Vegas Gamrot versus Fiziev. First and foremost, Dirty Bird. We like Tim Means. Tim Means is always a well that we try to drink out of from time to time. And Tim Means getting a good spot here against Andre Fialu. Tim Means at a plus 140, plus 150, depending on what book you're at. To be honest, I'm not really sure where this line comes from. Fialu's got about 8 minutes to get the fight done. And if he can't, and he's in bad shape, relies heavy on the boxing, no wrestling to speak of, no jiu-jitsu whatsoever. It's just boxing. So if Tim Means can avoid getting cracked, if he can keep that distance the way he likes to, obviously if you're a Tim Means better, you're always afraid of the fact that he exits the exchanges with his chin held up high. He enters with the chin low, but he exits with the chin high. And he does get touched quite a bit, you know, physiognomy speaking, he's not really built to take power shots. He's got a long neck and a narrow jaw and a skinny face, not really built for taking hammers. However, Andre Fialu's, you know, little T-Rexy in the arms. He might not be able to reach him. We're going to hope that Tim Means works the body well, fires that teep kick down the middle, and then stays out of range and looking for a round two finish, I believe, is where Tim gets it done. Plus 150 is a good spot there. Next spot, Charles Jourdain versus Ricardo Ramos. Jourdain's got a lot of momentum here. I typically, minus 135 spot here for Jourdain. I typically avoid Charles Jourdain because I think he can be soft at times, but he's got a lot of momentum here. And he has better, I don't say fight experience, but he's got a better strength of schedule than Ricardo. So I'm going to take a flyer on him here. I'm not mad at anybody that's on the Ramos side, but I'm going to take Jourdain here. I think that's a good spot for him. So on Charles Jourdain, don't necessarily know that I love an inside the distance play here. This could be a wild 3-round fight where things get a little dicey on the scorecards, but I'm on Charles Jourdain here. Next one, Marina Rodriguez over Michelle Waterson. Again, going in the face of women's science, Michelle Waterson's just way too far past the prime. Apex is the place where legends go to die. Michelle Waterson's got to be close to 40 years old. And, you know, Rodriguez is hungry. She just has a better killer instinct and probably a better overall skill set at this point. I think she's just going to be a step faster, a step too aggressive for Michelle Waterson. Likely this is the last time we see Michelle Waterson inside the cage. Mom Marina Rodriguez here. Next play is a money line bet that happens to be an underdog as well. Dan Ige over Bryce Mitchell. I need to see Bryce Mitchell win another fight before I bet on him again. Dan Ige, you know, a little bit far removed from the 50K Ige heyday a couple years back, but still very game, still trains out of a great camp. Extreme Couture's got a ton of momentum right now. Bryce Mitchell grasping at straws, really trying to remain relevant. You know, he really needs a W here, and I just don't think he gets it. I think the veteran savvy of Dan Ige, plus the crisp boxing. I think as long as this doesn't turn into like a crazy jiu-jitsu match, I think Dan Ige gets it done. So there's that. So I'm on Ige there, plus money, plus 170 for Dan Ige. And last but not least, the main event of the evening, Rafael Fiziev over Matush Gamrot. Small play here. Small play on Fiziev over Gamrot. You guys know me, you know I love Matush Gamrot. You know, decent hands, great cardio, good wrestling. Fiziev, on the other hand, you know, 5 years, six years into his MMA career, what's he been training the entire time, right? Just how not to get taken down. So unless somebody's going to put on a masterclass striking-wise, like we saw with Gaethje, it stands to reason that, you know, Fiziev has a great chance in any fight that he's in. Takedown defense is strong. He's physically strong, and he's got great hands. So unless Matush Gamrot can war of attrition him, get him into the later rounds, I don't think that he has much of a shot here. And that hurts me because, you know me, I love Gamrot. So I'd love to be wrong here, but I don't think I will be. Looking for the clean sweep. And I'll ask this, if I'm not going to get a clean sweep, please reverse sweep me, MMA gods. Either let me get them all right or let me get them all wrong. So quick rundown, money line, Fiziev, Ige, Rodriguez, Jourdain, and Tim Means. That's what we're looking at here. So short and sweet this week. I'm not feeling well. I think I'm pretty much feel like I'm gonna blow chunks here. I'm gonna cut you guys loose. Maybe I'll throw another episode out this week. Maybe I'll do something this weekend. We will see. But just wanted to make sure you had some content to absorb. You know, 10 minutes short, sweet. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. Appreciate everybody that's following along. You know, we're working our way through some stuff. So I appreciate you. God bless you, and we will see you fights on Saturday.